This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, you know what? We're doing something kind of different today. The station is open right now for your prize pickups, and it's also open right now because we have some desserts here in the studio. We have some dessert pizza and some homemade chocolate chip cookies and some cupcakes that Pastor Craig brought in along with some ice water, and we're here at 523 South Prospect Street, and you're welcome to stop in and get some dessert real quick and say hi. We're here until 5 o'clock doing that until 5 o'clock during the Offbeat News and Trivia Show, because today is my 37th birthday. Yep, getting close to 40. Going gray. I really am going gray, but hey, we'll just have to put up with it. So if you'd like to come out before 5 o'clock, 523 South Prospect Street, we got some really, really good desserts for you. Yeah, that dessert pizza is delicious, and my wife made the stuff. I helped, but my wife made the it's homemade dessert pizza, homemade chocolate chip cookies and cupcakes from Pastor Craig and ice water. So come on out. Between now and 5 o'clock, 523 South Prospect Street. We'd love to see and say hi right here at the studio at WWGH Radio. As you come down South Prospect Street, look for the WWGH 107.1 FM sign. And like I said, love to say hi to you. And we've got the show with no name coming up later in the afternoon from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. And Pastor Craig, we're ready to go for that, aren't we, buddy?
We're ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about.
We do.
And we always have a lot of fun with that. So that's 5:15 to 6 o'clock. We'll look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Show with no name, live at 5, the show with no name. Hey, today I'm giving away a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, and if you'd be interested in that, all you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer a trivia question. I will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, I will draw a winner. Everybody's welcome. So that's how it works. So just give me a call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing, 4:55 this afternoon. We will select a winner, okay? Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. All right, let's get rolling with the trivia right here as we have a lot of fun together here on a Wednesday drive time on this March the 9th, 2022. And here we go. The first trivia question for you. 740-383-9944 is my number. 740-383-9944. What effect can a jellyfish sting have on its prey? What effect can a jellyfish sting have on its prey? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? What is the sun considered? What is the sun considered? Rubber trees are native to South American rainforests, but are now also grown in Southeast Asia in Africa. Which part of the rubber tree is used to make rubber? 740-383-9944 is my number. And let's see if we can get somebody on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
About your Google My Business
list? Nope. Not a regular call there. Somebody wondering about my Google account, and my Google account, as far as I'm concerned, is doing just fine. Thank you very much. By the way, if you'd like to email my Google account, it is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Live, unscreened, open lines, folks. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you.
The sun is a star.
The sun is a star. Very good. Yep, that's what I'm looking for. How's your day going today?
Oh, doing pretty good. This morning.
Yes, yes. You had some snow this morning as well, sure?
About an inch and a half.
Now, did yours melt away?
It's gone now.
Yep, it's gone now.
Stayed off the road, so.
Yeah, that's good. Yep. I guess we're supposed to get more up in this area come Friday or so, about 1 to 3
inches.
Yeah,
we're saying Friday night we're supposed to get some.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday.
Well, we can just hope for spring is all we can hope for.
Right.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Okay.
Hey, good to talk to you. You take care.
Evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, rubber trees are native to the South American rainforest, but are now also grown in Southeast Asia and Africa. Which part of the rubber tree is used to make rubber? Hi, we're on the air.
Well, happy birthday. Is the rubber plant, or the rubber tree, is it the roots?
Yes, it is. Very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you having your day?
I'm having a very good day today. Yes, indeed. Boy. Day is going very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
4:20 on a Wednesday afternoon, playing trivia together. In the United States, some people eat turducken instead of a traditional turkey for Thanksgiving. What is this dish? In the United States, some people eat turducken instead of a traditional turkey for Thanksgiving. What is this dish? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, this is your mother calling in to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
We're proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Love you very much, and see you tomorrow.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's happened to be making a homemade meal for me tomorrow night, and she makes a really good chicken with a dressing, the different dressing on top, cheesy potatoes, a squash casserole that is awesome. Man, oh man, looking forward to it for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
I'll give you another happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. How you doing, Ernie?
Good.
Good.
You having a good birthday day?
Yes, having a great day today.
Okay. Your wife take you out for dinner?
Well, that's tonight, and it's supposed to be a surprise, so.
Okay. Just act surprised.
I'll just act surprised, yeah. That's right.
She said she thought you had to eat the leftover pizza.
Right. That's right.
That's good to have birthdays, you know.
Yep, it just reminds you where you're at.
That's right. That you're still here to have one.
That's right, yep. 37 for me today,
that's good.
So. Yep.
Just a kid.
Yeah, just a kid, yep.
I'm only 43 years older.
So. Okay, all right, yep, right.
Well, it takes 8 minutes for the sun's rays to get to the earth.
Yep, that's good. Correct answer.
That's a long way away.
Oh, it sure is. Sure is. You know, it's. I love watching documentaries on space.
Yeah.
Very interesting, yeah. For sure. I can't get enough of it when the Discovery Channel or sometimes the History Channel put something on. Oh, man.
Yeah. A lot of those, you know, they go, there's so much research put into, you know, maybe a half hour or an hour show, you know, just years and years of research that they will tell you so much real quick, you know, it's makes it interesting.
Oh, it does. I watched one on the Mars rovers one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I haven't seen one of those.
Really interesting, for sure.
Yeah.
Just what all they have to do just to steer the thing with the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Really interesting
stuff. That's amazing. They can get reliable signals back and forth, you know.
Oh, it is. It is. So. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'll get off and let somebody else get on.
Hey, Ernie, it's always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you.
Hey, you take care
you
now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, you're next, 424, Wednesday afternoon, and the temperature outside our studios, we have 44 degrees right now. Wore the light coat today. Didn't have to wear the big old puffy coat. Hey, inviting you to swing by 523 South Prospect Street until 5 o'clock. We're having some desserts for my birthday. Some dessert pizza, some chocolate chip cookies, some cupcakes, and some ice water. So come on by 523 South Prospect. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, we're on the air. Go ahead. Well, I heard a hello, but that was about it. If you want to, go ahead and give me a call back. Which American football team won the first ever Super Bowl played in 1967? Which American football team won the first ever Super Bowl played in 1967? What is the world's longest river? Not the widest. What is the world's longest river? Hi, we're on the air.
8 minutes.
8 minutes is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Allison?
Yeah.
Allison, it's good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you for a while. How you been?
Good.
How's school been going?
Good.
Everybody treating you good?
Mm-hmm.
You like your teachers and everything for the most part?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. Well, it's good to hear from you, Miss Allison. And now you have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
It's good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. What is the world's highest waterfall is what? It's in Venezuela. The world's highest waterfall is named what? It's in Venezuela. Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wanted a question.
What is the longest river? Not the widest. What's the longest river?
That would be the Nile.
The Nile is right. Yes, sir.
Yep. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Everybody been treating you okay, Bob?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm not too good, but yeah, right now.
Hanging in there. Well, that's good. All right. They've been fixing you some good meals?
Yeah, I am. Pretty good.
Good.
I did do a little bit of cooking. Well, I haven't stayed too long.
Yeah.
So, if I can make it, you know, while I'm sitting down, then there's no cooking.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I'll get over there and get a new one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Mr. Bob right there. 4:28 almost here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. The Big Apple is a nickname for which city? The Big Apple is a nickname for which City. Can you tell me the answer to that one? I'll give you a couple more here. Which bird can fly backwards? Which bird can fly backwards? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? I got a little bit of information to tell you something about butterflies next hour on the show with no name, 5:15 to 6. We had a little bit of experience with butterflies over the weekend. I want to tell you about that, so tune in to that show coming up with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself. Hi, we're on the air.
The Big Apple is New York.
That's right. It's New York. Very good. Thank you very much.
Whatever happened to Jerry Foster?
Jerry Foster, the barber in Waldo.
Right. Whatever happened to him?
He passed away a while ago, and I can't remember exactly what he passed away of, but he is gone.
All right, thanks.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Yep, Jerry Foster there, and Rick has taken over Waldo Barbershop down there, and he's, of course, supporting the program, which we are very grateful for, and I did. I went to Jerry Foster down there at Waldo Barber as well. Hi, we're on the air.
When will there be people, other than tonight, when will there be people in
at the station?
In the station so I can drop off some papers.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Absolutely. 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in.
You're getting all kinds of calls tonight.
I'm getting all kinds of calls tonight. Yes, indeed. The phone's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Now we just need some visitors, don't we, Pastor Craig?
That's right. Nate the Answer Man.
That's right. I got you. What Radio Shack, what their little, you got answers, you got questions, we got answers? Yeah, that's right. Right here. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the hummingbird?
The hummingbird is right. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. What you been up to today? Having a good day?
Not too bad. Had to do some running around and get haircuts and everything, so try to get them out of the way.
Yeah, I got my hair cut about last week sometime. Yep. Yeah. And had to get that done before I was looking too scraggly.
Yeah.
The wife always says, it's about time for you to go get a haircut. So, okay.
Well, I look like Bozo. I go get mine cut.
Yeah. You go here in town somewhere?
Yeah, I usually go out to Gray Clips.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. I went to them for a while, too, before I switched down to Waldo Barber. So.
Well, my barber kind of went out, and then they got a new one in over here, and where I live at, and I don't go to him anymore.
Okay. For years, I went to Munns and Sons there. See, were they on Main? It's a tattoo parlor now, but I went to Munns and Sons, Roger and Lowell out there.
Yeah,
for years. Yeah, remember them?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, yeah, I went to Roger. He cut my hair for many, many years out there.
Yeah, when they used to have back years ago when we used to have them in Fair Park, we had like 6 chairs at one time when they had them over here, and then they went down to 1 chair.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of years ago.
Oh, 6 chairs. Boy, that's really moving.
Yeah, they had a lot of them one time. Now it's down just to 1, and he carries quite a bit of business there. If you want to get one, you can't get in, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's
I just
right.
Stretched out and found somewhere else.
Right. Find some place you can get in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
you're getting ready for that snow maybe this weekend?
Oh, yeah, getting ready for that snow. I got some plans to go eat at a restaurant. I'm surprising my wife at the location of the restaurant this Saturday. But it's about 45-minute drive or so from my house, so I'm hoping that the weather doesn't hamper my plans. So.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a lot less than what they're calling for.
I'm hoping so, because I can't remember if the snow shovels are still out on the front porch. Yes, the snow shovels are still out on the front porch. So
my neighbor threw his away.
Okay.
And one's got a snow blower, and he said, put it away. And I said, well, I'm keeping mine out until I make sure. I said, people got this spring thing in their mind, and they think it was all over, which we know better.
You never know.
Yeah, in this area, you know that.
That's right. It's marsh, and it can throw something at you.
All right, Nate, we'll get out of here, and you have a good one, and your backgrounds get there. I'll have a good time tonight.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, stop on by 523 South Prospect Street. We got some dessert pizza, which is awesome. It's got candy bars on the top of it. Pastor Craig brought in some cupcakes. We've got homemade chocolate chip cookies and some ice water. If you'd like to stop by 523 South Prospect Street, celebrating my birthday here today. And we'd love to say hi to you here. And so, stop on by 523 South Prospect Street. As you're coming up, just look for the WWG. GH sign on the porch, and that's where we are at. Come say hello during the show here up until 5 o'clock. We would like to say hello to you. Hi, we're on the air.
Green Bay.
Say it again.
Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers is right. How are you today?
Good.
Is this Mr. Noah?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Is this Mr. Noah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Noah. Well, how you been today? What was that? Oh, you want a piece of that, a piece of that dessert pizza. Yeah, buddy, wish I could send you some, man. That's some good stuff. Yes, sir, absolutely. Oh, yeah, dessert pizza and chocolate chip cookies. Good stuff. Yes, sir. Well, hey, you have a good evening now, and thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yes, indeed. It is some good stuff. It's got a peanut butter and chocolate topping on it. It's got a chocolate chip cookie base. It's got candy bars on top of it. The dessert pizza is pretty good. My wife makes it up, and it is good stuff. And we're not even going to talk about how many calories is in it, because I'm not counting calories today, not on my birthday. We'll worry about the scale tomorrow. 4:35, Wednesday afternoon, drive time. Nate Redmond here. The show with no name with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself is coming at you. Next hour, 5:10, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, live at 5, the show with no name. So make sure that you tune in to the broadcast. You don't want to miss it, because we talk about just about anything under the sun for sure. Hey, I got a new URL, as they say, to my website. It's easier to remember than the old one. It's simply www.radionate.us. Radionate.us. So instead of the long one, I got a short one. Radionate.us. Go up there and check it out. There's a new section called As Heard on the Show. And you can see pictures of where we've been. Pastor Craig's Cardinal Tour is up there. You can see all of his Cardinals there. You can see places that I have been. Called As Heard on the Show. Just go to radionate.us, scroll down until you see that, and you can see pictures of that there. Okay, so check that out for sure. Alrighty, let's find out who's on the phone. Hi, we're on the air.
New York.
New York. Yes, that's right. How are you today?
Good.
Is this Mr. Lucas?
No.
No? I think it is. Are you sure?
No, not.
All right. How's your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. Did you have a good day at school?
Yes, except for someone kicked me in the leg.
Oh, well, that's not fun. Not when they do that. Everybody's got to be nice, you know it. There's never an excuse to be mean, right? We all got to be nice. Yes. Yeah, we don't want anybody kicking you in the leg. All right, buddy. Well, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win. It's good talking to you.
Okay.
All right. You take care, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. He always likes to kid me about his name there. Okay. Hey, good to hear from all of you folks today here at WWGH Radio's Offbeat News and Trivia. And phones lighting up today. We appreciate that very, very much. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, what are some of the questions you need answered?
Okay, all right. Yep, I haven't had a chance to go back over them again. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for the world's highest waterfall. We're looking for some people eat turducken instead of a traditional turkey for Thanksgiving. What is turducken? Looking for that. What happens when a jellyfish stings you? We're looking for that one. A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? Which vegetable was used to make Halloween jack-o'-lanterns before people started using pumpkins? And to what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon?
Oh, that'd be Arizona.
Arizona, that's right. And then which country is the world's leading banana grower? And those are the questions that I've got for today. Yes, sir.
Well, I got one there.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Lee, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All righty, yep. Having so many phone calls in here, I hadn't got a chance to go over the trivia again. But that's the trivia questions that we have out there for you. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, was the one before the pumpkin, was that a squash or a gourd?
Well, it wasn't a squash or a gourd, but you are really close. You're in the same department.
Well, I can't think of any of the others.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Yep, not a squash or a gourd, but you're coming really close. 20 minutes in front of 5 o'clock here at WWGH Radio. Hey, if you're out and about, stop by 523 South Prospect Street. We're having some desserts for my birthday. The wife made some good stuff. A dessert pizza, homemade chocolate chip cookies, and some Pastor Craig brought in some cupcakes, and we have some ice water. So you can stop in, say hello, and grab you some dessert here before 5 o'clock. We'd love to see you. 523 South Prospect Street, WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, turducken is a turkey and duck combined.
Turkey and a duck combined. That's right. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing good today. Doing good. You glad that snow disappeared mostly?
Just staying in and not doing much. Just getting haircuts and running errands, and we're sitting here listening to you now.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad to have you tuned in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
If
thank
we would have remembered it, we would have came up, but we didn't remember it in time.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. But I appreciate the birthday wishes.
You're welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you, and I got you all signed up for a chance to win. And hey, you have a good evening now,
you
all right?
You too, Nate.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I do have some offbeat fun facts for you right here, but you are welcome to keep lighting that line up here at 740-383-9944 and answering some trivia questions this afternoon. We appreciate all the phone calls today, and let's find out who's ringing the phone right now here. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, was it a zucchini?
Not a zucchini, but another good guess.
Well, darn.
You're coming closer. I could tell you what it starts with, but that might be giving it away. All right, here's some offbeat fun facts for you. Upon returning to the UK after performing in France, rock band Willie and the Bandits found an illegal immigrant trying to smuggle himself into Britain by hiding in one of their guitar cases. Terry Prouty has a collection of more than 100 giant hornet and wasp nests at his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He has been collecting them since 2000, buying them offline between $10 and $200. One of his largest is a hornet's nest measuring nearly 40 inches. A man who broke into a Laurel, Delaware school called 911. After he became trapped in its elevator. They rescued him. By then, he was arrested. Professional prankster Roman Atwood vandalized the exterior of comedian and TV host Howie Mandel's California mansion with more than 4,000 rolls of toilet paper covering it so that the building was almost completely hidden. And 86 prisoners at Exeter Jail in Devon, England, signed a formal letter of complaint claiming that a Sudoku puzzle in the local newspaper, the Exeter Express and Echo, on May 21, 2015, was impossible to solve. And there's your offbeat fun facts for you. 444, want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Auto Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very, very much. Here's some offbeat news for you now. Sheriff's deputies in Louisiana shared video of the moment a deputy was pounced on by a squirrel during a traffic stop. The Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that deputies were conducting a traffic stop involving an arrest when things got squirrely. Upon a vehicle search, a pet feral squirrel, which was inside, pounced on the deputies, the post said. The video shows the deputy flailing as the squirrel quickly climbs around his body. The post said the squirrel was safely returned to its cage. The Sheriff's Office said the deputy and squirrel were both unharmed by the encounter. Hi, we're on the air.
Turn up.
What was it again?
Turn up.
Turn up. Yes, turn up is right. That is what they use to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, Nate. Maybe not as good as if it were my, let's say, birthday like you, but I'm doing good. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. So you're probably, have you finished your day and you're relaxing now?
Yep, just getting ready to head home.
Okay, all right.
That's your only work day, Ben.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Do you So what, besides being an awesome radio personality, do you do anything else? Do you have like a job or something?
Well, I happen to work on some websites on the side, and I happen to work on some... now my mind's... What do? Work on some photographs. Work on some photographs and make different photographs and just kind of work on... I'm trying to think of the official word for those, but different photographs for websites, kind of make us spruce up websites a little bit. But I'm definitely not as good as some out there, so I don't really do it on a professional level. I just kind of do it on the side.
Yeah, inquiring minds
want to know. Yeah, just get it to look halfway decent.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, have a good birthday, Nate.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to talk to you.
Likewise.
Hey, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. GIF files. Yes, GIF files. G-I-F. That's what I work on. GIF files, or GIF, whatever you want to say. Some people say GIF, some people say GIF. But I say GIF files. Work on those and kind of spruce those up. Put lettering on those and kind of make them bigger, smaller, crop things out, whatever, you know. Kind of put them on Facebook and social media, things like that. So, there you go. Answer to that one. 4:48 on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, we're open for about 12 more minutes or so. And we'd love for you to stop by and get some dessert here at 523 South Prospect Street here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. If you're coming up South Prospect Street, look for the WWGH sign on the side of the porch. Stop in, say hello, and grab a dessert, like a dessert pizza with candy bars on top, homemade, and some homemade chocolate chip cookies, and some cupcakes from Pastor Craig, and some ice water. We've got it all here for you. 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio. Stop in, say hi up until 5 o'clock. We'd love to see you and have you stop in. But appreciate all the phone calls, and I appreciate all the birthday wishes, and I do apologize for not hearing everybody 100% today. I don't seem to be functioning 100% in the headphones department today for whatever reason. I can hear myself, but having a little trouble hearing the callers today. So I do apologize for that. And but hopefully I communicated with most everybody. at least enough to get by. 6 minutes until we do our drawing, giving away a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Dunkin' Donuts gift card is what we're giving away for today. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And police officers in California were left scratching their heads when a boat was found abandoned in a street and tied to a no parking sign. The Irwindale Police Department said in a Twitter post that an officer found the boat parked without a trailer at the side of Los Angeles Street. Ahoy, you can't park here. At least the captain was kind enough to anchor his boat to the street sign before he abandoned ship, the department tweeted. The boat was removed by city crews and taken to the local tow yard. Irwindale Police Sergeant Rudy Gatto said the boat's registration was out of date and a notice will be sent to the owner. Gatto said the boat had not been reported stolen. It just kind of showed up. Yeah, just tie your old boat to the no parking sign and leave it there. Get yourself a fine doing that. Hey, a Croatian freediver went for a walk underwater and broke a Guinness World Record by traveling more than 350 feet on a single breath. Guinness World Records said Vitimir Marsik took the record for longest underwater walk with one breath when he traversed a distance of 350 feet at the bottom of a pool. He completed his walk in 3 minutes and 6 seconds, and he didn't have to do much training for the record, as he was already an accomplished freediver and an expert in dynamic underwater walking, the art of holding one's breath while moving. He said he is planning to break other breath-related world records, including bettering his own underwater walking feat. So there you go, walking underwater. How's that? I sink to the bottom of the pool, and I stay there. That's me. All right, let's give you a few more trivia questions here in case anybody wants to phone in. 740-383-9944, giving away a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts today. What effect can a jellyfish have on its prey? What effect can a jellyfish have on its prey? The world's highest waterfall is called what in Venezuela? The world's highest waterfall is called what in Venezuela? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? A butterfly uses which body part to taste food? Which vegetable was used to make Oh, we already got the answer to that one. Which country is the world's leading banana grower? Which country is the world's leading banana grower? And those are the trivia questions I've got left here. And we've got about 2 minutes left until we do our drawing here. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you'd like to answer one of these and get signed up for a chance to win a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. We would absolutely love to hear from you. March the 9th, here's what happened on this day in history. In the year 1799, the U.S. Congress contracted with Simeon North of Berlin, Connecticut for 500 horse pistols at the price of $6.50 each. 1820, the U.S. Congress passed the Land Act that paved the way for Western expansion of North America. 1822, Charles M. Grand received the first patent for artificial teeth. 1832, Abraham Lincoln announced that he would run for a political office for the first time. He was unsuccessful in his run for a seat in the Illinois State Legislature. 1839, the French Academy of Science announced the photo process. 1858, Albert Potts was awarded a patent for the letterbox. 1859, the National Association of Baseball Players adopted the rule that limited the size of bats to no more than 2.5 inches in diameter. 1929, Eric Krentz became the first athlete to toss the discus over 160 feet. And 1985, on this date, Nate Redman was born at Marion General Hospital. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. If I remember right, I think I was born right around lunchtime, I think, which is why I enjoy lunch so well. And food so well, probably, as a matter of fact. Hey, thank you to everybody that phoned in today. We do appreciate it. And we've got everybody here, and we're going to mix everybody up and find out who our winner is going to be for today. Okie dokie. And we've got to wait till 4:55, so I got a couple more seconds just to make it all official. We've got to do that. www.radionate.us is my official website now. Got rid of the really long name there. It was a little complicated, so I officially got it. Thanks to my wife for getting it for me, radionate.us. I appreciate it. It was one of my birthday presents, as a matter of fact. Get me a new URL for my website, so check it out, radionate.us. Pretty simple. You can find out all kinds of recipes, some trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. Okay, let's pull out a winner. Here we go. Two of them stuck together. Okay, here we go. The winner for today is Allison. Allison, congratulations. You win a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. And we will send this in the mail to you. Appreciate everybody that called in. I'm going to take time. Since we had so many, I'm going to take time to thank everybody. Becky, thank you for calling. Lee, Lucas, Noah, Ralph, Bob, Judy C., David, Sarah, Ernie, and Allison. We appreciate all you folks phoning into the program today, and appreciate it very, very much. You guys make the program go round, and without your calls, there would be no offbeat news and trivia. So every week, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, don't forget, we're right here on your radio dial, WWGH 107.1 FM, with offbeat news and trivia, having a good time giving something away. So Allison, once again, congratulations to you on the Dunkin' Donuts gift card. We will get that in the mail to you. Post haste right away. All right. Hey, don't forget the show with no name with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself. That's coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock. And we are loaded and ready to go. At least we're ready to go. At least we're loaded. At least we'll be on the air. 5:15 until 6 o'clock, live at 5, the show with no name, right here on your radio dial. Okay, it's time for Ladies' Corner, and today I've got a little different recipe for you. Scrumptious Stuffed Shells. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Here you go. Fill up your pasta with an incredibly tasty, creamy filling with this unforgettable Scrumptious Stuffed Shells recipe at your disposal. Here's what you need. 1 package, 10 ounces of frozen chopped spinach, thawed, well drained. 1 container, 16 ounces of fat-free cottage cheese. 1 red pepper chopped. 1 egg white. 1 envelope of Italian dressing mix. They suggest the Good Seasons brand. 1 cup of Kraft shredded low moisture part skim mozzarella cheese divided. 20 jumbo pasta shells cooked and cooled. And 1.5 cups tomato and basil pasta sauce. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400. Combine first 5 ingredients. Stir in 1/2 cup mozzarella. Spoon in the shells. Spread half the sauce on the bottom of 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Place shells in dish. Top with remaining sauce and mozzarella and cover. Bake 40 minutes or until heated through, uncovering after 30 minutes. Again, find this recipe on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/RadioNate. Anytime you would like to have a hard copy of this recipe, I'd be happy to send one to you through the mail. Just call me and let me know that you'd like one and give me your address, and I will send you a recipe to you, okay? And then you won't have to worry. Maybe you don't have the internet, don't have access to it. That'd be just fine, and I'd be happy to send one to you. All right, 1 minute left in the radio show. It's been fun to be with you. Thanks again for all the birthday wishes today. I thank you very much for all the calls today. It's been a lot of fun taking your telephone calls today. Straight ahead, live at 5, the show with no name. Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself ready to drive you home in style on Drive Time. Driving you home in a clown car today on Drive Time. If we had the horn, we'd honk it for you. But anyways, we're going to be driving you home on Drive Time, 5:15 to 6 o'clock on Live at 5, the show with no names. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun together, as always, right here on your favorite radio station. This is 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia.
You're listening to W.